Bonjour, ambitious French learners. Welcome to French Pod. This is Erica.
Salut, je m'appelle Amaury.
This is a newbie lesson for the francophiles who want to become francophones.
Yeah, and the good thing for them today is that this lesson takes place in a very typical French environment.
Which is what?
A bar, but not any kind of bar.
Of course not. It is what kind of bar?
An espresso bar.
Cafe bar?
Yeah.
Because we're committed to cafes here in French Pod. So we'll talk about the cafe bar later.
Yeah.
We get a guy sipping on his quick shot of espresso for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Having a little chat with the barmaid. Give us a keyword.
Demain.
Demain. And that means tomorrow.
Demain.
Here's the dialogue three times. Now, don't get all stressed out if you can't understand it. Just do your best. Try to figure out what's going on. And afterwards, we will come back and confirm it.
Dialogue first time.
C'est quand le mariage?
C'est demain, le 25.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
Arrête.
Oh non!
Dialogue, second time.
C'est quand le mariage?
C'est demain, le 25.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
Arrête.
Oh non!
Dialogue, third time.
C'est quand le mariage?
C'est demain, le 25.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
Arrête.
Oh non!
I think we can qualify that person as quite forgetful.
Maybe.
But we're not forgetful, and so now it's time for the translation first. C'est quand le mariage?
It's when the wedding.
C'est quand le mariage?
When is the wedding?
C'est quand le mariage? C'est demain, le 25.
It's tomorrow, the 25th.
C'est demain, le 25.
It's tomorrow, the 25th.
C'est demain, le 25. Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
But it's the 25th today.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
But it's the 25th today.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui. Arrête. Oh non.
Stop. Oh non.
Arrête. Oh non.
Stop. Oh non.
Arrête. Oh no!
Okay, well, let's go with the first sentence.
So you've got the bartender who obviously knows the person and asks him, c'est quand le mariage?
We're going to divide that into two parts. Let's take the second part first.
Le mariage.
Now, le mariage is wedding in French.
That's right.
It also means marriage, though. It means them both. So what was the question related to le mariage?
C'est quand le mariage?
C'est quand. It's when. Really Frenchy way to say that. When you say when is the wedding, it's when the wedding. C'est quand le mariage. So, for example, c'est quand Noël? How you guys say Christmas? C'est quand Noël, Amaury? You really have to think that over.
I'm a bit forgetful as well, like this guy. No, no, no. C'est le 25 décembre.
Le 25. Well, give us a little more detail before that.
C'est demain.
That's a key word. Demain, not aujourd'hui, today, but demain. Don't put off for demain what can be done aujourd'hui.
Yeah, don't do that. I always do that. I always put off for demain.
Me too.
Hmm.
But it's demain.
C'est demain.
Then she gives them some not so great news.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
Oops. Well, let's start in the middle of that one. We have the date again.
Le 25.
But.
Mais on est le 25.
So in French, when you want to say the date, like today is the 25th, in French you say, we are the 25th.
Yeah.
On est le 25. In fact, I say it's the most common way to talk about the date.
Yeah.
Aujourd'hui, on est le 25. So can you say the whole phrase now?
Mais on est le 25.
When?
Aujourd'hui.
Not demain.
Mm.
Aujourd'hui, this day here. Does he believe her?
No, he cannot believe this. So he says, arrête.
Arrête. Stop. Stop. Arrête. You must be pulling my leg.
Exactly.
Trying to play a joke on me. Arrête. Mm-hmm. On est le 24. But then it starts dawning on him. Wait a minute. Yesterday we must have been le 24. That means aujourd'hui, on est le 25. So, le mariage, it's not demain.
C'est aujourd'hui. Oh non!
Oh no! Now, you might hear that no, and there's another N at the end, but it's all in your nose. And that's what we call nasal vowels. A nasal vowel is just means that you say the vowel, like, in your nose. Kind of the way you talk when your nose is all stuffed up when you have a cold, actually. In fact, I speak French the best when I have a cold. It's true.
Yeah, and there was a few here in the dialogue.
Let's practice them. Listeners of French Pod, you practice them too. Say them out loud. Okay, start with the first one.
Quand.
Quand.
Demain.
Demain.
Vingt.
Vingt.
Cinq.
Cinq.
On. And the last one, non.
Non. Let's hear all those nasal vowels in the dialogue again, which we're going to listen to now four more times.
Arrête.
What?
Three more times.
Oh, no. Sorry. Three more times.
Dialogue first time.
C'est quand le mariage?
C'est demain, le 25.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
Arrête.
Oh non!
Dialogue, second time.
C'est quand le mariage?
C'est demain, le 25.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
Arrête.
Oh non!
Dialogue, third time.
C'est quand le mariage?
C'est demain, le 25.
Mais on est le 25 aujourd'hui.
Arrête.
Oh non!
We learned how to say tomorrow.
Demain.
Today.
Aujourd'hui.
Let's practice those words a little bit. So, Amory, if on est Tuesday, aujourd'hui, c'est quand Wednesday?
C'est demain, Erika. Let me ask you one now, Erika.
Okay, I'm ready.
If demain.
Yeah.
C'est le 25.
All right.
Aujourd'hui. On est.
Aujourd'hui. On est le 24.
Excellent.
Now, this dialogue took place in the cafe bar. Because in France, you consider the tables in the cafe, but you also have a bar there.
That's right.
Where you can get a quick shot of espresso.
But there's no seat, you know, you just take it standing up.
That's an odd thing also, is that the drinks are cheaper if you stand at the bar.
Yeah. And I think as well, because people are standing up, then causes a conversation more frequently with the bartenders.
Especially the one in your neighborhood. A lot of people probably go there every single day.
Yeah.
So over time, they would develop a relationship with the bartender.
Because French people love the cafe anyway.
It's a good thing that guy did today, or... good thing he decided to stop his trusty bartender to find out that, oops, c'est aujourd'hui le mariage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well...
We hope to see you on FrenchPod.
Yes, FrenchPod.com. We have all kinds of other levels. You can come ask us questions.
Sure.
We'll be there to answer you. And you can get a 7-day free trial where you can access all the premium features, all the podcasts for absolutely free for 7 days.
Wow.
What are you waiting for? So don't wait for demain if you can come aujourd'hui.
C'est quand the next lesson, Erika?
Demain.
Demain? So see you tomorrow.
Okay. Au revoir.
Bye.